Lady Alice Chivers twirled across the dance floor, rather bemused at how she could be so ecstatically happy and so full of despair at the same time. She was in her element, surrounded by lovely men, clad in a stunning new gown that showed off all her best assets, with a gaggle of her best friends giggling in the background as she flirted with her many suitors. The music swelled louder with each swish of her skirts, and for a moment she wished she hadn't had her maid lace her up quite so tight. Drawing a breath grew more and more difficult with each turn. But she wanted to look her best tonight, for her last hurrah. Reginald Nash, the 8th Earl of Woolsmere, had proposed, and her excited parents had immediately accepted. The engagement would be announced soon. But tonight was hers. She was still young, and officially unattached, and she was going to enjoy herself. She smiled at the man who held her. James, or perhaps it was John, or Jasper, gazed down at her and squeezed her hand tighter. They spun, and Alice caught her mother's disapproving gaze. She fought down the bubble of unease that threatened to erupt. It was a simple dance, harmless, perfectly acceptable, and she was enjoying every second of it. After all, it would probably be the last time she would experience a handsome young man's arms about her. The sensation of his breath on her skin as he leaned down to talk to her. She wished she could rip the gloves from their fingers, so just once she might feel his skin against her own. Perhaps they could steal into an alcove and share a forbidden kiss. She'd like to know the touch of a virile young gentleman, once in her life, before she was shackled to the decrepit, flatulent, and likely murderous lord her parents had chosen for her to wed. The words she'd shared with her best friend, Lady Elizabeth Dorsey, when she'd been in the same situation, came back to haunt her. She'd told Elizabeth that she'd be lucky to marry an old man. After all, the older he was, the more likely it was that he'd leave her an independent widow all the sooner. A little more difficult to be excited about that prospect, however, when she was the one facing marriage to a man old enough to be her grandfather, one who'd already buried 3 wives much younger than he. Not only was the possibility of a happy marriage non-existent, the likelihood she'd outlive her husband was questionable, at least if the gossips could be believed. And no matter what her mother said, the gossips were rarely wrong. Another spin brought her mother into focus again, but Alice paid her no mind. She pressed herself a little closer to her partner, surprised at her own boldness, and focused solely on the deep, chocolate brown eyes that gazed into hers. "You have a most curious expression on that pretty face of yours, my lady," he said. "Might I inquire as to its meaning?" Alice smiled at him. "I was wishing that this dance might go on forever." His hand pressed her closer. "I wish the same thing." But already the music was drawing to a close. A final twirl, a promenade, and they bowed, slightly breathless and all smiles. "Perhaps I could call on you tomorrow," he asked. She sighed. "That would be lovely, but I'm afraid it won't be possible. My mother has arranged a prior engagement." The music came to an end, and Alice reluctantly released him. Their hands lingered together for the briefest moment, unnoticed by anyone. Or so Alice thought. In her absorption, she hadn't noticed that they'd stopped right in front of her mother. By the expression on her face, Alice's mother hadn't missed anything that had passed between her daughter and her dance partner.